Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. The Democratic candidate in Iowa's 4th Congressional District says carbon pipelines have a failed climate record, and they're not the way to cut carbon emissions. Ryan Melton of Nevada is challenging Republican Congressman Randy Feenstra of Hull. Melton says we're facing an existential crisis when it comes to climate change, and bold action is needed. Melton says the carbon capture pipeline projects would be a boondoggle, and he also says E15 could be part of the mix, but he says it's time to develop other energy sources that aren't an additive to fossil fuels. Melton is one of several top-line candidates speaking at a gathering at Northwestern College in Orange City Friday night. The county Democrats from Plymouth, Sioux, and three other counties sponsored the event. Camp High Hopes in Sioux City is celebrating its 10th anniversary this weekend. Advancement Director Kyle Canock says their 90-acre campus has been expanded over 10 years, and their programs have expanded as well. And over that time, Knock says their base of support has grown.
A lot of that comes, you know, reaching out to, the community and finding those people that have a vision that kind of aligns with ours for giving back to their community. We do have three big events throughout the year. That include Root Fest, our poker run, motorcycle poker run, and then our biggest event is coming up here in October. That's our Haunted Lodge party.
Camp High Hope serves persons of various abilities, and its activities are designed for everyone.
Our mission here at camp is to provide recreational opportunities for children, teens, and adults with disabilities. So this camp is based after kind of a long-standing camp on the other side of the state, Camp Courageous. And there was a need for it in this area, and that's how it kind of came to be.
The celebration Sunday will include an open house that is open from 1 to 4 p.m. Western Iowa Tech Community College and Iowa Works are hosting 5 industry-specific career fairs in October and November. The career fairs will take place at the WITCC Sioux City campus from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Attendees will have an opportunity to explore employment opportunities and industry information from various Siouxland employers. Employers will be available to interview qualified applicants for open positions and provide information about their companies. Career fairs are free and open to the public. The only person in U.S. history to serve as Secretary of State and head of the CIA was the keynote speaker of the 36th Annual Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Dinner on Thursday. Mike Pompeo gave his views about how America is looked at by the rest of the world.
I take no joy in saying that over the last now 20 months, America's role in the world has been diminished, that our adversaries fear us less. Think Vladimir Putin's invasion of Europe. Think the fact that the Chinese are now dropping missiles off the coast of Taiwan. Our adversaries fear us less, and our friends trust us less. That's a bad place to put the American people.
The former Secretary of State also talked about Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, which he says started when Barack Obama was president.
This conflict in Europe did not begin in February of this year. Putin invaded Ukraine in 2015 and took 20% of that country under President Obama. Failed American leadership, failure to deter, and put 20% of Ukrainian real estate in the control of the Russians. For 4 years, Vladimir Putin did not take any further real estate in Europe. And as soon as we left, within months, he began to plan and plot and build out his forces. By the fall of 2021, had made the decision to invade Europe yet again.
Pompeo is from Kansas and graduated at the top of his class at West Point and earned his law degree at Harvard. He served in the U.S. House from 2011 to 2017. The Iowa Department of Corrections says a guard at the Anamosa State Penitentiary was assaulted on Thursday. The department says the correctional officer was working in a living unit when the inmate started striking him in an unprovoked attack. Other staff intervened, and the officer was taken to the local hospital for treatment and was later released. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.